full unemployment. Imagine no connection between what you do and goods and services you receive. It's a moral issue, almost. One, this futurist says, we've got to grapple with. James Dater is Professor Emeritus of the Hawaii Research Center for Future Studies. He specializes in how technology changes behavior, values, and therefore society. Dr. Dater's been talking about full unemployment for several decades and says societies must embrace technology's ability to do nearly all human work. Dater points to the Brexit vote and November's elections in the U.S. as signs of turmoil ahead because of our current systems.
And one of the things they're dissatisfied about is no jobs, the impossibility of having a comfortable middle-class life anywhere. And they're willing to do anything to have some hope that somebody will bring jobs back. But jobs are not coming back.
Robots, artificial intelligence, and technology are the future. They're changing us right now. Should we try to recreate jobs in steel and mining?
We are not going to need many people to do the kind of work infrastructure or manufacturing requires. We have automated those jobs. The focus is on outsourcing them to India and elsewhere, but the reality is it's as much a threat in the so-called developing nations as it is here. And so it simply makes economic sense to not have people work.
Dater says businesses will save money using automation, but consumers then will have no money.
And that's why we need to understand that the goal of our economy must be full unemployment.
Dater says in the 60s and 70s, when automation began to displace workers, credit cards became a way to stay in the system without having money.
So the credit card is the thing that shows the financial system has no clothes and is based upon the fact that we have gigantic overproduction and no way for employed people, much less unemployed people, to get all the stuff that is being produced without their labor.
Others have postulated about a universal basic income, for example, like welfare, that would cover everyone's expenses.
We're moving towards full unemployment. There are still going to be many more manifestations of fed-upness with the current economic system. So if we don't make conscious changes, it's going to be a very bloody transition, unfortunately.
In the full unemployment future, Dr. Dater says one benefit could be that with fewer economic demands on our time, we, as citizens, might turn our thoughts and energies to a better society. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.